Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, we've got weekends and holidays and things coming up, and so you say to yourself, well, I want to be able to enjoy my holidays, but yet I have all this stuff to do. So how do you manage doing all the things you need to do around the house and still wanting to enjoy the summer and wanting to enjoy the things that you want to do, which is basically sitting around on the deck and talking with friends and playing frisbee with the kids, and yet the garden calls and there's still laundry to do in the summertime? So how do you kind of balance all of that? Well, in my world, with 12 different jobs and two kids and my garden and just, I mean, the stuff that I have going on is incredible. And how do you manage that stress? So first of all, I think one of the best bits of advice I've ever gotten from all of my docs here and my psychologists and all the mental health professionals about dealing with that stress is that you have to make time for yourself. So you've got all these things you have to do and all these parties you have to plan for and food you have to make for them and all this stuff. You have to take time for yourself, whether that's in the form of a nap or exercise or a bath or a spa day, a massage, pedicure, manicure kind of thing, facial, whatever it is that relaxes you is so, so important as the stress picks up and the things everyone wants to do ramp up. I know my kids just are all over me to do all this different stuff. We have such a busy summer planned, but yet it's all fun stuff, but it still seems to be stressing me out a little bit. And my garden needs to get planted. So for me, I see all of these things. So then the second thing, besides taking that time for myself, treadmill, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel less stressed out in all this time, then you also want to set priorities. You have to take things day by day. You certainly plan for things, but when you've got this long list that seems to be getting longer, you have to mark your priorities. So start with what needs to get done right now. Procrastinating will only increase your stress level for any of these things that you have to do. So start with your priorities. Mark number one first and go on down the list. Writing these things down and putting it up somewhere where you can see it on a regular basis helps you to cross stuff off the list. Yes, there's always more things added, but at least you see things crossed off, and that gives you a little bit of more motivation to get the other things done. This is Melanie Cole. Let's all be stress-free and stay well.